From theunce.com, this is The Unce Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunce.com. Hello and welcome to The Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. My guest on this week's program is Tebow Bowman, aka DJ Tebow. He's based in Austin, Texas, but has been touring extensively through the Midwest, most notably opening up for Future Rock on New Year's Eve at the Kinetic Playground in Chicago, Illinois. I guess I said that because that's where I first caught him. His new project, Autobody, is starting to turn some heads nationally. Tebow has partnered up with Future Rock's bassist Felix Moreno to create some terrific indie electro house tracks. Their new 7-song EP, Priest Party, is going to be available this Friday. That's April 9th. Autobody is throwing a record release party at the Parish in Austin, Texas, to be followed up by a tour. Let's get to my interview with DJ Tebow. We start with his first forays into electronic music.
It was actually a pretty specific time in my life. I went to University of Texas in Austin, and I can remember hearing DJ mixes, Chemical Brothers, and just freaking out, Daft Punk. And this was like pop music level of, you know, spreading through the industry. And so I heard it not being a huge electronic guy. And then immediately it just, like a black hole, just sucked me in. And I had to figure out how to DJ. I had to figure out how to make the tracks to DJ. And it took forever. But I mean, it was, you know, I had no choice at that point.
Now, Austin has been a breeding ground for cutting edge artists in several genres. What's the electronic music scene like?
You know, it's surprisingly good right now. There was, during that time that I was kind of discovering it, discovering DJ stuff, and of course at that point it was like more trance and like heavy duty, you know, almost rave stuff. And I was young.
Things were done. Things were ingested.
Yes. I would say that there was a time when it looked like that was going to be a heavy-duty part of the scene. And also, people were moving there from San Francisco, New York, Chicago, meccas of house music. So it was really exciting. And I was just tasting it for the first time. And then the party part of it, the warehouse scene, and I guess really what was raves at the time, got directly attacked by legislation in the city, state level, everything. I mean, it just killed it. People moved away. There was kind of a doldrum. You kind of had to, like, support yourself, you know? And then recently, maybe the last 3-4 years, big-time, like, indie success, but on a good high level with bands like, I mean, the resurgence of Daft Punk. I hate that it may have been Kanye, but whatever gets it there, you know. And then bands like LCD Sound System, I talk about this all the time because I could see it happening. It became cooler to DJ again, and it wasn't just like a rave thing. It was, you could do it at like, you know, hipster bars and stuff, and that just, man, it lit this fire. And everyone loves to dance, and so it just needed to be like, you get permission now, you can dance, it's okay, like these hipster kids. And they, you know, and they're eating it up now. And so, you know, bands like Passion Pit are like, have a door open for them to be successful on a big, big stage. So right now, it's everything that I could ask it to be in a town that's like a rock and roll town. Because there's a crossover, you know, Justice and these types of bands have like guitar sounds in their music, and Daft Punk always did. So it's great. It's awesome.
So with the realm of electronic music so fractured, what do you tell people that you play? What do you tell people your sound is? Or can you not even do that?
You know you can. And I mean, it's, some people love it, you know. Put like 4 different genres into one with dashes and slashes and whatever. The best way for me to describe it is kind of what I would like to do. Like, if someone was like, you could set up, do a set of whatever you want, and the people are going to go crazy, you know, I would spin, distorted electro, you know, some house remixes, indie electro, I guess. But I do, like I said, I mean, I do parties where it's a little more mid-tempo party music, and then I do stuff that's heavy house, you know, crazy goodness. I love all of it, though. Love, love, love. Yeah, yeah, we rock the satellites.
What sort of non-electronic music have you been listening to? Is it all Unts all day long for you? Do you keep your world separate?
Oh no, it's not separate, but it is. Music taste could be, I don't know if fracture is the right word. You said that earlier because it all connects to me. There is no difference. If someone's using great melody and great song structure, I don't care if the drums are real or not. You know, it's what comes out at the end. That's why my band Autobody is so fun. As we said, I don't care how you get there, as long as you get there. I listen to like a lot of like Grizzly Bear and like, you know, this kind of folk revival, but it's more rock and roll, experimental. God, I love that stuff. I love it. It's all over the influence of the music that I write. I'm originally a guitar guy anyway, so.
Now you mentioned that Autobody project, mm-hmm. with Felix from Future Rock. He's their bass player. What was the sort of genesis of that project?
Well, we're both from Texas. He was actually born in Mexico, but grew up in Houston. We've got a lot of mutual friends. A lot of friends that I went to college with are his buddies. And we just, like, you know, partied with each other, ran into each other, talked music, talked French house, you know, and immediately we're like, we need to at least sit around and listen to music together, if not maybe write some stuff. And it just, like, 2 months happened, boom. So it was definitely born out of a shared obsession with good, you know, electronic music.
DJ Tebow discussing his new project with Felix from Future Rock. Autobody's new album, Priest Party, is coming out this week. Here's the first track, So Humble the Goddess. So Humble the Goddess from the forthcoming Autobody EP Priest Party. Let's get back to my interview with DJ Tebow. He's gained notoriety in Austin for his big mashup featuring The Clash and Daft Punk.
Your Clash and Daft Punk mashup was a huge hit. I love it, by the way.
Thank you.
What's sort of the process behind, like, a massive undertaking of that level where you're working with two just giant bodies of work and each iconic in their own way?
Never done it before. Total first time. I mean, I don't even think I've ever done a true mashup in the sense of really digging into two, even just tracks, and putting them together. And I would have probably never done this, but someone asked me to fill a night at this great venue in the Parish, which is where we're going to have our release party in Austin. Best live sound, indoor sound in Austin. I know the girl who's now the talent buyer there, and she's like, we've got a night where we're doing like an award show. We need something to play after that, but not a band. Would you want to come DJ? And I was like, absolutely. And she's like, well, would you want to do like a specific like theme? And I was like, what do you mean a theme? Like, I always, you know, theme is dance, you know, dance or die. And she was like, well, I had this idea. You know, people have mashup nights all over the country. Started a big time in San Francisco with the Booty Night and everything, and those guys are just absolute production Jedis. And she's like, I was listening to this Daft Punk mashup with some rock band, and she's like, how cool would that be if it was The Clash? And she has no idea how this stuff happens. And she was like, could you do it? Would you want to do it? And I just said yes, even like having no idea how I was going to pull it off. And I ended up getting, like, filling in the catalog. I already had a bunch of Daft Punk. I already had a couple Clash albums. Just getting everything I could possibly find, the box set of both, you know, acts, and just only listening to that for weeks.
Would you alternate, or would you go all Clash one day, or all Daft
Punk? I started off, like, all... I definitely started off all Clash, because I was more familiar with Daft Punk, and I only knew, like, the hits of the Clash, and a couple cuts that just kind of snuck onto my iPod. But yeah, I went on the road a couple times, and just the whole plane ride, all Clash, just to get the tunes in my head, and, like, what key everything was in. And then things just started to kind of match, and when I'd sit in the studio all day long and play back and forth, and then I'd be like, wow, this song goes with this one, or it's the same speed, and then it just, like, over 3 days, just all came together, and I was just, like, blown away. I thought maybe two or three tracks, and I'd just play a bunch of Daft Punk and Clash and try and mix it, but... I mean, I think I'm going to try to do, like, some kind of underground release, like an album, kind of Danger Mouse style. I mean, it was just too fun. Now I'm looking for, like, the next thing already. Like, what would be two things that go together?
So. We're having a Lady Gaga theme night tonight, so maybe Lady Gaga, you got the new, you got the electronic. Let's mix that with some David Bowie.
There we go. That sounds good.
It'll be called Lady Bowie.
Yeah, and what gender is either one, we don't really know.
That's the thematic
the androgynous
element right there.
I love it. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to get a little off the top there, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the gearheads out there, what sort of equipment are you using, and it's software as well? Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, I started off with, you know, turntables and vinyl, like actual records back in the day, and that's really heavy and really expensive. And so I immediately was looking for a way to get around it. Went to CDs for a while, and then I found Ableton Live, and it's a really, really cool piece of software that was originally made so that bands that have electronic parts to their songs can play them live and trigger them, and that everything would match tempo-wise. And someone found out you could put a whole song where you would put the bass line or a drum kit, and then a whole song on the other side, and those would play together, and that's DJing. And so you can really do some cool, like, innovative live stuff. You lose a lot from not being able to see the record and touch it and move it. But you gain, like, I mean, just amazing stuff you could never do with vinyl. So that's what I use to DJ, and I actually use it to produce a little bit too. And then I just use a Pioneer 800 DJ mixer and run channels into that, just like it was two turntables, or really more like four or five turntables. So I highly recommend looking into that. And then Serato, I think, is like the go-to product for DJing with either DEX or CD turntables or whatever.
Tell me, you already mentioned some artists earlier, but what are the pioneering electronic artists right now that are really doing something new and really, really pushing the envelope?
Put me on the spot. I mean, I love what Holy Fuck is doing. I love the fact that there is crossover. There are rock and roll bands that have electronic parts to their music, and it really, I mean, I just don't know why for so long we haven't, you know, had more of that. I'll tell you, one guy in Austin, a little, you know, friend promotion, his name is Neilio, and he does something it's like an instant party. It's one guy with, like, a Telecaster, and sometimes it's like an iPod, sometimes it's like a DJ that he plays with, and this actually makes me think of a guy that I love, Dan Deacon. I love the corner that he's turned with his music. I loved it before. I love what he's doing now. It's more organic. The guy just seems like I would want to party with him. And he's definitely played shows just like off an iPod and like a keyboard and a vocoder. I just love that. I mean, why not? Like, you know, it's
DIY.
Instant. Yeah. And Neilio is real similar to that. He'll plug tracks in and he'll sing to them and dance around and go crazy. And it's just like I said, instant party. But yeah, love Dan Deacon. I mean, I love Treasure Fingers has been one of my favorite. I haven't heard him DJ a whole lot, but his remixes, I mean, they're in every single one of my sets. A1 Bassline has got some really good stuff coming out. I like the Big Pink stuff. The crossover, the XX is kind of similar to that. Boys Noise. I love the Chromeo remixes that I'm getting in. I love Chromeo straight up. Neon Indian, my God. They're like, I don't know if we can still claim them from Austin.
Yeah.
Because they're just so like global now. But Alan Palomo, it seems like everything he does is just gold. From Ghost Hustler, which was his band that he did in Denton, Texas, to Vega, which was kind of like this in-between deal that he still does, I think, every once in a while. And this, I mean, Neon Indian, I think the kid's 21 or 20. He's so young, but he has this grasp of that, like, glorious, like, optimism of the 80s. And I don't know how. I think his dad was a pop star or something, and he kind of has...
Or he has a lot of cocaine.
Or it's like, I hope he does. But yeah, I would say, yeah, to recap, Dan Deacon, Neon Indian, I love my boy Neilio. And then I love the like the more becoming mainstream things like Passion Pit. LCD Sound System, I can't wait till that new stuff comes out, or until I hear it, may already be out. Anything that guy does, love it. So, I'm leaving out so much, I know I am, but I'll email it in later.
See you move it, shake it, cross the dance floor. Hey boy, watch me move it, shake it, cross the dance floor. Hey boy, watch me move it, shake it, cross the dance floor. Let me see you move it, shake it, cross the dance floor. Let me see you move it, shake it, cross the dance floor.
Treasure Fingers from the Cross the Dance Floor EP. You just heard the title track. I guess that's kind of obvious. Let's wrap up my interview with DJ Tebow.
Besides your upcoming Lady Gaga David Bowie project, what's next for you? What's your next big project you're looking at?
This, all of my energy that's not going into producing stuff for the DJ thing, like the mashup, which is almost a lark, is going into Autobody. We're having so much fun doing this thing, and we've gone from having zero songs to getting to. You know, we did a Northeast tour. We got to play a bunch of cities I'd never even been to. We're going to play some festivals this summer. And we're going to release this album. We got like an EP. It's 7 songs, almost 40 minutes, but it's going to be an EP. Man, we're mastering it in like 4 days at the end of this little run that I'm doing right now.
Wow.
And it's, you know, I couldn't be more excited about something. It's ridiculous. It's way too much fun. And it's just two of us. I don't know. You're going to love it. It'll be out soon.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for being on the UNS podcast.
My pleasure, man. Good to meet you.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's UNS podcast. I'd like to thank DJ Tebow for being on the program. Autobody's debut EP, Priest Party, comes out this Friday. That's April 9th. Name your price at autobodymusic.com. For more information on DJ Tebow and Autobody, check out theunts.com. On next week's show, we'll hear from DJ Vadim, an amazing producer of hip-hop and electronica who's worked with legends across several genres. He's on tour now with Bass Nectar and Major Lazer. If you have any questions or comments about the UNS or you'd like to be a guest on the program, contact me at anand@theunts.com. That's A-N-A-N-D at theunts.com. Remember to visit theunts.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. If you want to be a regional rep for the UNS in your area, contact avi@theunts.com. That's A-V-I @theunts.com. Catch you next week.